These players are being overlooked.
So I'm with the coach.
They are killing our national team.
Okay, it's hard to comment on it.
The biggest question will be, are they better than that we have here domestically? I don't think so.
Fans say the craziest things. This is the Fan Reaction Show.
Good day and welcome to the latest episode of the Fan Reaction Show. Last week, Bafana Bafana played two friendlies against Mozambique and Angola respectively. Bafana came back against Mozambique, winning that game 2-1, but had to settle for a draw against Angola. These results saw a surge of complaints from fans suggesting that foreign-based players are not given a fair chance, and we just had to ask for your opinions. So because of this, we asked you, are the overseas-based players being overlooked and not considered for the Bafana Bafana squad, and should these players be given a chance? As usual, you sent your voice notes through and you didn't disappoint. I am your host, Aiden, and this is the Fan Reaction Show.
Those players should be given a fair chance also if the SAFA scouts can also go and watch those games. And some of them, they are playing in the second divisions that side, and maybe they don't have an interest to watch those games on those countries. So I think they should be given a chance, because we lose some of these players to the other countries when they get citizenships to those countries. And you will find out when they represent like the countries like France, they say they were born here in South Africa, but they didn't get those call-ups for the national team. So we have to have a strategic plan to consider them to be part of the national team.
No, I think the problem of South African football is that is the way we develop our players. That's the main problem. The way we develop our players, we are using the wrong methods to develop players. We might have players that are playing in overseas, but what impact does those players have in those leagues? Do they have any impact? If not, which means they are there to add numbers, not to make something out of it, so that they can contribute to the national team. So whether they are being selected or not, but if they are not contributing to the football development in the country while they are playing in overseas, it's useless for us to elect them. It's better to continue with people that we see each and every weekend playing here in our league, than calling someone who will come to represent the national team, but the player doesn't show any commitment. The player is not contributing to the national team. So first, we need to get it right in terms of development. We need to develop players who will go overseas to compete, not to add numbers. Once we get that one right, then we will have a strong national team that will compete with each and every national team in the whole of Africa. We're still failing to beat Angola. What else do we want? So if we have players that are playing overseas, we call those players to come and represent the national team. And those players can show us that beating Angola, it will be easy. Then that's when we can say, no, sending players to overseas, it's helping the country. But if it's not helping the country, I don't think there is a reason for us to call them.
The thing is that for South Africa, isn't as easy. We pick up some players for many machine, and we don't have any to say. We don't have any to. We go to seven in a team. As Obama is South Africa, this is a one team. A good America, see, look good. Volegama team, Guamanyama, Sugolagama player, Guamanyama team. So, most of the way is into Zinzagalanga Con. A bigger go to Banu Shalaga Pulu, Banu Enzan. And we mustn't focus on that. And on top of that, we must focus on Opelda in South Africa.
Overseas-based players are not overlooked as we might think. Sometimes it's their club where they are playing. It's difficult for them to release them for their national collapse. Even the local players, can perform well in the Bafana Bafana games. What South Africa has to do is to start believing in our development, like those under 23s, under 17, stuff like that. In order for players to be developed, they must be called up for the national games and friendlies.
I think if we look way back 1996 when we won the Africa Cup of Nations, when we qualified to participate in the 1998 World Cup, as well as being runners-up as well in 1998, we will realize that majority of the players then were overseas-based. Therefore, the experience from the players who are applying their trade overseas, we definitely do need them, because being overlooked is making us like not to perform. Because if you look at our rankings at the present moment, it's very bad. With the experience and the exposure that those players overseas they have, I mean, it will help us a great deal. So I believe our coaches overlooking the overseas based players, they are killing our national team. We won't grow, because if we continue with our locally based players, it's been long not doing well with long all locally based players. It's high time that we start recognizing and calling them up to the national team, all the players that overseas placed. But then we need to check at the quality as well, not just anyone, people whom we believe they will make a difference in the national team.
I think we've got a great pool of young players who need to be given chance. Lately, we don't have many overseas based players that we have that are quality. So I'm with the coach on this one, that no, you must give the local players a chance to represent our country, because it's not like in the olden days where we've got more than 10 quality players. The overseas now, it's life, it's only based out and it's not playing as well. So the local based players, they must just play, they must be given a chance to play. We've got a pool of young players.
I don't know it yet, and actually those players are selling a lot too much. We must be the national teams to represent. Hey, these BSL guys, slogan. Then it's good enough. They can stand in front of the experienced team like Morocco or Nigeria, including Cameroon, even Senegal. Those teams, they use experienced players as kind of like we need PSO overseas leagues as a good. Now we need those kind of, and we need to export players. I'm a team of a year ago and my play for a passion as a 5-year contract as land as long as animal teams. Must coolly play as a result of my experience overseas. These skills, my fan have declined. It's my fan, my fan. We need those overseas players. We need I'm a player we to put our by overseas.
Yeah, so to this issue and this topic, it's hard to comment on it. But according to me, I think so. It's a good thing to consider that, because they can give us good things as a nation. So in terms of experience and the exposure, but but some other coaches, they don't believe on them, because they are feeling so sore. They like other things. So like our head coach currently. So they don't like too much foreigners, because they never consider Botulan Serelo. But to me, so I think it's a good idea to call them, because they can give us something as the nation.
I think yes, they must be called, because if they are overseas, they've got a lot of experience to play football in for overseas than our football here in SA. As now, we just play football here in not overseas football.
I mean, I think South African players that play overseas, why they being overlooked? I think the problem is Amalika pants. And it's obvious, Amalika that are being recognized overseas, it's English Premier League, Ila Liga, Spain, nabo nale yase Germany, nabo German Bundesliga. So amalik bona la abadla like yo amalik pass through to second division. So compared to standard of second division to abo Patrice Premier League, there are two different things. And if you take umuntu onjalo to national team odlala kuma second division, that's why they don't match the standard. So and that's why ama coaches they prefer ukuthatha umuntu odlala ku PSL.
I think the coach is trying to bring back the quality of players in the form of like Kobo Dr. Khumalo and the rest. But also our football, it is now dictated upon our agents that they have overseas-based players. But some of these overseas-based players are not playing in the Premier League, like the top league, like in the form of Dr. Kumalo, Boshiwe Mosheu, but they're playing for second and third divisions. Yes, the style of coaching the European football, but the other thing is the more foreign coaches that we have in the country playing a European football, of which is not our football, but if we can have our own African players who can be coached at a high level in terms of aerostatics, dynamics, aerobics, so that they become more mentally prepared, more physically prepared. So, but also it goes back to the coaching level, the local coach development coaches from grassroots level. That's where the philosophy of football and coaching and club management should be done, so that we can have a better Bafana Bafana. Yes, the European systems, they're good, but they don't have the African quality of football. So what I suggest one, the local players, they're consistent, they're playing on the league, they're playing cup tournaments, they good. But also we can compare them to the rugby structures like Super 16, Super 12, Super 6. Then the Springboks are selected based on the local playing tournament. They also play in a foreign in a Super League. So what's a good use to call them to Bafana Bafana, while in local they have players that they play in a Premier League and they can also compete. Look at Sundowns, how it's doing. Look at Orlando Pirates, how it's doing. They're playing CAF Championships. The thing is, we need to give a coach time and look at his philosophy.
Indeed, we do have lots of players playing their trade overseas. But the biggest question will be, are they better than that we have here domestically? I don't think so. The other question will be, do all those players fit in the system that the coach is using or want to use, or the philosophy of the coach needs to be answered? I don't have anything against players playing their trade overseas, but we need to bring the best of the best here. That will also save SAFA money by just bringing any player who plays overseas, flying them here, accommodation and everything, you know. So it's better to only bring players who play well in their teams, who are like week in and week out are doing great there. Not just because they play overseas, they need to be brought here and represent our country. We have lots of hungry and dedicated players here domestically, so we need to look there first. And then I think it's up to the coach which players he needs for his philosophy or his pattern. So I don't think we really need to bring every Tom and Dick here just because they play overseas. No, we have better players here just because they don't have maybe the agents that will take them there overseas. That's only their disadvantage. But truly speaking, we've got talent here. We don't need to waste money by bringing everyone who is playing overseas just because of them playing overseas, then they are being recognized as better. No, the coach knows exactly what he wants. I am happy with what is happening at this moment. Mostly we are using the players who are playing here in PSL. So that is something which will even make our league to become better.
If these players are being overlooked, I feel like these players, what we want to ask ourselves is that, are they consistent within their leagues or within their teams that they play? And some of these players that we know of, shouldn't SAFA in some way actually give out implementations, some financial implementations, to actually give the coach himself with his technical staff to actually go overseas and actually look at them play and get a holistic view of saying that, okay, now these players, you've seen them play, but now will they be able to fit in the national setup? So for me,
they could be given a chance, but also I feel like this topic is more like an excuse, because most of these coaches, when you bring up that topic, I think coaches are now going to use that as an excuse of crying about the lack of development and the lack of players that are South African players that are playing overseas. So, which is a bit unfair, come to think of it. So right now we can actually look at Javi Renard, what he has done, a man who has offered himself to South African football countless times with African Cup, African teams that he has actually brought in to play in the AFCON that have qualified now recently with Saudi Arabia. He knows that most of those players are not actually playing overseas or playing within high leagues, or just to say, but he uses what he has. So I feel like this topic is just an excuse for South African football to go forward.
Yeah, according to me, the way it is, yeah, I hope they can, if they can given a chance, I think they can do better, because once you get a chance, you must use the chance. If you they give you a chance, use it, because if you don't use it, there's no more chance that you must get it, because we want a win, and then we want our country, we want to be proud with our country. So if they get given a chance, I think maybe they will do better for the country. I think this is very, very much important. Let them given a chance and see what are we going to get after that, because the results gonna talk. So I think that is very, very, very important. Let them get a chance for it.
All these overseas players, the South African overseas players that are playing football, if they're playing good football, I don't think there'll be a problem for them to get a call up to come and play for the national team. Because what I know is that all of these players, they also wish to play for their national team. If they're playing good, they should be called out to come and play for the national team. That's how I think it will work for the players also, because they wish also to play for the national team. Even though they are still playing for the overseas team. It's more like all these players that are playing from different countries, that are playing for their teams outside, they also like to play for their overseas, for the national team, and that's what's happening, that's what we see. If you could also look at the World Cup that's happening, all these players, they like playing for the national team. Same with the South African players, they need to get a fair chance to come and play for the South African squad.
The Fan Reaction Show is a team effort driven by the following members of the Sokolo Duma podcast team. The show is hosted, produced and edited by Aidan Hewitt, and the graphics are provided by David Scullard. Brought to you by Sokolo Duma.